Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
While Jesus was speaking to the people, a woman in the crowd raised her voice and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast that nursed you." But Jesus said, "Blessed rather those who hear the word of God and obey it." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Be seated. So, of course, to be the mother of Jesus is blessed, naturally. But it's more important, Jesus, it's not our things more important, because she, her mother, listened to the word of the Lord. He follows the Spirit. That's more important. And that's why also today we have to learn something very important. Not so much that externally what we are doing. Many people may bless you. You have a very secret mission in the world? Yeah, of course. But it's more important in itself, follow the Spirit. Otherwise, it could be, you know, for us priests also. Externally, we do many things, very great things, suppose, you know, in the church, but not necessary. We are close to Jesus, no? That's all the time. It happens today. Many times, externally, we do many things, but we forgot the Spirit itself. So today the Gospel reminds us.
That's a reminder.
That's great.
Somebody.
Yeah, someone's coming. Wait. Take your time, take your breath. Don't kill yourself by running, rushing. You send to heaven.
The ultimate goal.
So today the Gospel reminds us that it's more important to do the will of God. And one of the important things to do the will of God, I think Mother Teresa taught you very, very well. At times, you have to adhere to the present moment, not something in the past, did something in the future, but actually this moment is more important. Your holiness comes from this moment. The time you love, that's the time of sanctity, right? It's not that something you did great things yesterday, or you were doing something great things tomorrow. Yes, true. It's more important this moment you live the will of God. You know, at this moment, what's the will of God? I try hard to speak, to preach, and you try hard to listen. That's all. Forget about all the things in the past, in the future. So it's always living the present moment, always living in His will. And I'm sure where His will is, you're listening. That's His will. So very simple. To look at very simple, moment by moment. Many times, the shadow of the cross is speaking the cross itself, right? Many times we worry those are things might be happening, but maybe never happen. So why don't, you know? Even Jesus asks us, you know, everybody have his own cross, but it's more important, live well today. You have enough cross today. Live well tomorrow. So the Gospel says, you know, you may, oh, I can prepare well, and I can rest. So Jesus says, stupid. Today I change you. Or you, in general. So it's up to Jesus, no? We don't know. But we must be happy. So we go to CC, to teach you singing, is the most important thing. Because the people praise Saint Mo Mama, because her birth is true, that's very, of course, very great. But Jesus specifically points out, those who do the most important thing are more blessed. Of course, Saint Mo Mama is the most blessed. She listens to the most important thing. Actually, for us, it's very important. If we just say our position, our work is very clean, but in fact, our heart, for example, you work, you do something very important, right? You help your elderly, and everything. In front of people, thank you. But your heart, of course, is for money, but if you don't have a heart, you don't have a love, 你自己都降低咗嗰、那個、那個水平。天主唔係睇你工作，係睇你個內心嗰、那個嗰份嗰一點，嗰份愛嘅一點。我哋好多時都係，我哋真係學習啫，所以我哋唔需要覺得哎呀，我唔知點算啊。時時刻都可以重新開始嘅，所以聖保祿話咧，每天讓我哋每天重新開始。啊，昨天嘅嘢咧要過去，讓我每天穿上新我。希望大家能夠。保持住呢份 ，the spirit of Saint Paul, live things of the old things, live it, and put on the new self. You know, that's what Saint Paul says, and that's what we have to learn every day. Put on our new self, and put off the old self, and live in God's hand. From Saint Paul's perspective.